Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane and I'm your host for the podcast. Now, it's just turned 2022. And I know these podcasts need to be evergreen, so we try not to do it too much, apart from last week, which was all about the card reading. However, I just had my first full day back at work today, and so I'm sort of feeling a little bit, I wanted to share something with you. We're doing the power of trust, and this is the part three of it. Now, what I've decided to do this year is I'm actually going to do an online course about the power of trust, about trusting your intuition and resetting or reclaiming your life. And I want to do this as an online course. So we would do this through like Zoom or something to that effect. And we'll actually go through those sections like we have done with the power of trust 1, 2, 3, and then we've got 4 to go yet. But today it's all about number 3. Now, number 3 is about self-reliance. So the power of trust, for the first section was self-awareness. And with self-awareness, we look at our self-talk, our self-respect. So self-talk can be like our the way we talk about ourselves, the way we think about ourselves. You know, when somebody sort of says something, I know when someone goes, oh, wow, that was really nice, that was lovely. And I don't quite take it on board, and I sort of tend to brush it off. And that self-talk, like, oh, you know, are you really that good? Is that really right? It starts to come up a little bit negative, especially when you're tired and things aren't going right. So being self-aware of that self-talk, being self-aware of your self-respect. And when we talk about that, it's your skills, it's your integrity, it's your time. You need to be respectful of that. It's just as important to other people as it is for you. Then we've got the self-honesty, about being true to yourself, because we do tend to try to believe the lies we tell us sometimes. We are unique. We are different. We do think things differently, and we're allowed to be like that. And then the last part of self-awareness is the self-trust. So being trustworthy to yourself. If you say you're going to do this, do it. Trust in what you do and trust that you are going to do it. Self-trust is really, really important. But self-trust is easier said than done, and we need to take on all these other elements to get there. So that's all about self-awareness. Then we look at self-confidence. Now, self-confidence is self-appreciation, self-care, self-worth, self-reflect. So when we look at those, we go to self-appreciation, and we need to acknowledge our successes, acknowledge those things that we can do. We need to, you know, say yes to us. Self-care, we need to be persistent. We need to be patient with who we are. We need to know what our triggers are, know not only what the triggers are, but how we respond to them. Self-worth is about seeing yourself from somebody else's perspective. That's really interesting. When you start to look at your self-worth, sometimes I feel that somebody is looking at me and they're putting me quite high on a pedestal. There's things that's happened in my life which would push me up in some people's eyes. And I struggle with that sometimes. It's like, no, I'm not, you know, that's the self-worth is one of those areas that I've always had a lot of trouble with. And being in a relationship where that was played upon, it made it go pretty low. I had a pretty low self-worth, and I am encouraging myself to build up on that. And then the fourth one in self-confidence is about self-reflect. So it's, again, really getting to know who you are, really getting to understand who you are. And I like to do that sometimes, not as painful as sometimes it can be. Look, I like to do what Disney princess are you? You know, those crazy little things that we do. But it does give us a little bit of an understanding of who we are. We don't have to go deep all the time. But it's nice to do those lighthearted things to get an understanding of who we are. So that's one and two. Now, this is number three, and it's all about self-reliance. So we've got an understanding of our self-awareness. We've got an understanding of our self-confidence. We're aware of what we do. We're starting to become more confident as we put these skills into training. And then self-reliance is all about being able to maintain that, okay? Getting an understanding of how we maintain that. Now, we're going to do that through, again, four different things. I've got this little number of four. I'm not really sure why. But with the four different things about trusting your decisions by putting your knowledge into action. So this is what self-reliance is. The four areas are meditation, visualization, association, and intuition. Now, look, to me, I see them as really basic understanding of how we really develop our intuition and how we can really learn to trust it. And I don't see it as being challenging or hard. And yet, in a lot of areas, it can be. Now, take the first section, meditation, for example. I had learned all about meditation. I had complete understanding of it, read about it, had books on it. Well, that's reading about it. I had tapes on it, cassette tapes in those days. And I would do a lot of meditation or sort of get an understanding of meditation. But it did make sense. I enjoyed doing it. The first thing I did was to actually allow myself that time and that space. So I created an area beside my bed, which was my space. And having one set area, doesn't matter where it is, but one set area where you aren't likely to be interrupted, you can give yourself a little bit of time. Mine was on the floor. I had a cushion on the floor and I would just sit there. Now, in my room, I could have been anywhere in my room, but I always had to be in this particular spot. Now, I don't know why. I'm going to say it was my intuition telling me, but it was just my little safe space. And I would go there and give myself that time and that space. Now, until I did that, until I started to give myself that time and have that set area, meditation was a bit of a hit and miss for me. Now, I have got a gentleman coming on to talk all about meditation. I've got quite a few guests coming up, actually. And this gentleman is going to be talking about meditation. He's going to give us a bit more understanding of it, because I'm going to tell you what I did, but it doesn't necessarily mean that will resonate with you. And you need to find what suits you, because that's what this is all about, understanding you, understanding what resonates with you. So with the meditation, I would sit there. I gave myself a particular time. So I'd always try and make it for around 2:30. I think it was 2:30 or 3 o'clock. The kids were coming home on the bus then, so I didn't have to worry about anyone sort of coming in. All my three were all at school. So that was my particular time. Now, what you need to do is find your particular time. It could be early in the morning. That's always a good spot. It could be when everyone else has gone to bed and you just have that time. But just give yourself 5 minutes. That's all you need to start with. And I assure you that as you get better at meditation, you will want to sit longer and longer, because it's really nice. Not only is it really nice, no one talks to you, you've got your space to yourself, you've got your head to yourself. It is, honestly, when you're raising children, and I had three in 3 years, having that little bit of time and space was sheer bliss. But I didn't understand that to start with. To start with, it was just another job I had to do, just another thing I had to do, just another thing, box to tick off, that I had to get done that day. And so to start with, it wasn't as pleasing or as pleasant, as enjoyable. So give yourself the time, give yourself the space. And there's lots and lots of different types of meditation. You can Google them, start with a guided meditation. You know, get one of those guided. Make sure the voice is nice that you enjoy, and start with that. Put it on beside you. Have your phone down there. Make sure you try. Well, if you can turn your phone off, turn your phone off. I would suggest, and this is how I would do it at the moment, is if I was using a guided meditation, I would use my tablet, because my tablet doesn't take phone calls. It's just my tablet. I have music on there and different things on there. It doesn't take phone calls. So I can put the phone away, turn it off, hide it, whatever, and I have my tablet there, and I could listen then on the tablet. Could be your iPad, whatever, as long as it's not receiving the phone calls. Then you can have that there and you could do your meditation, your guided meditation with that. So there's certainly different ways that we can do it, and you will start to find an understanding of it. Towards, as you go through, like guided meditations are really, really good to get you going. As you get further and further advanced in it, guided meditations just throw me. It's like, I just can't listen to that anymore. I've got to just be within myself. But that takes a little bit of time. One of the guided meditations you can go for, now I don't know the names, I can't remember anymore, and this was quite some time ago, but try and get a guided meditation that does the guided part where they're talking to you, and then they give you a space where they just let you go. Then they bring you back. So they have this space of just quiet time or just music. Those are the best ones. Do a full-on guided to get you going. After a little while, try and get one that's got the gap in it, because what you're doing is weaning yourself into not needing that guided meditation. Because when you start to listen to those guided ones, you can actually memorize what they have to say, and you just walk yourself through it. So that's the meditation, and that's all about getting more understanding, or a better understanding of what your intuition is telling you, what your higher source is telling you. And I can assure you, you will go off in all sorts of different tangents. It's really fun, but it's so peaceful. And there is so much you can do there, okay? There's so much you can do. You do all your healings. It's amazing what you can do with meditation. Hardest part, again, giving yourself the time, find yourself the space, and try and stick to it. And even if the weekends are a no-go, you can only do 5 days a week, you know, that's fine. That's also perfect. You've got to start putting that into practice. So that's meditation. We look at meditation and we can go, a lot of the meditation is things that are happening now, things that have happened in the past, things, how we're dealing with things. The second part is visualization, and why I look at that as a second part of it is because that's about projecting what you want in the future. So visualization is about you creating your future. Now, if you can meditate, you can visualize at the same time, or you can visualize during that. But until you learn to do the meditation to a certain degree, visualization can be a little bit more challenging. However, there is an easier side to visualization, and sometimes that's a little bit hard to deal with as well. I have talked about my testing the theory on visualization, Creative Visualization by Shakti Gwan was the book I read. Now, that was also one of those big aha moments in my life where I actually went, okay, I want to create something. I want to visualize something that is real, physical, and in front of me. And that was my challenge. And I challenged myself to do that. I challenge you to do that. I challenge you to visualize something. Now, one of the areas that we look at, we do it slightly different to meditation, but the meditation gives us that space and that time. When we're doing visualization, we need to do it in a slightly different manner. I have gone through that in other podcasts, so I'll just brush over it on this one. But with visualization, it's about visualizing you being where you are or getting what you receive. You visualize you in the third as a third person. So you visualize what other people are watching you and seeing you. Now, let me give you an example. One of the things I would like to do is be a speaker on stage. Now, I have done a little bit of it, but I'd like to really get out there. Of course, COVID has, you know, helped me not achieve that, but also a lot of my other insecurities have helped me not achieve that as well, consequently why I'm doing the podcast. So, but with visualization, so if I want to visualize myself being a speaker, being up on stage, the first part I would do is be me. I'm walking out on stage, I'm standing there and I'm looking at everybody on at the auditorium or wherever you are on the stage. So I'm being me and looking out just like you would normally do on every other way. But then what you need to do with, and you have to take in all the concepts of it, or the feelings, the emotions, everything that goes with being up on stage and seeing other people. But then we need to flip it and we go to that other third party where you actually become an audience member. So you pop yourself down in the audience and then you look back up at yourself. You watch yourself and what you're doing and how you're doing that and your reactions, and you get this different concept of what it is, and you get a different understanding of it, and you start to go, you see it in the eyes of other people. It's really amazing to look at it and to watch it. And this is what visualization is all about. It's being able to see things on different levels, on different perspectives. When I was doing it with this visual, with this physical aspect, it was when I wanted to redecorate the farmhouse. Now, we had no funds to do that, and it took me 6 months of very, very regular visualization to achieve it. How did I achieve it? Well, I didn't do it deliberately, but I did do it deliberately. We actually had a storm that blew the roof off, and we had insurance, new for old insurance. So consequently, my idea, I had no idea I was going to create a storm that blew the roof off, but that's what happened. So as I went through and visualized each room and how I wanted it to look and what I wanted to do, my thoughts were we were going to win lotto and then I could do all this. But you don't go with how to do it. You go with what you want done when you're visualizing. So I wanted the house to look like this, and that's what I visualized. And the consequences were we got a house like that. How we got that house was totally not what I expected. I did expect to win lotto, or, you know, something was going to happen and we wouldn't have the money to do it. I did go the money way. But we had this freak storm that hit just right near us, created this little twister, took the roof off. And when we phoned up the insurance, they said, we've got new for old. And so basically the builder said to me the next day when he came out, because I said, how long is this going to take? And he said, as long as it takes for you to pick the colours of the paints or pick your colours, because that always takes the longest. Because I was visualizing, I'd already picked all the colors that I wanted. I already knew. So it was a little bit embarrassing, but that's what the power of visualization is about. So it's about getting that understanding. So really, really start to feel that. So do your meditation, you start to learn how to sit with it and enjoy it and develop it. Then we start with the visualization, and that allows us, and this is how we keep that self-reliance, that allows us to keep going forward. You know, there was a house then, now it's something else. Now, you know, at the moment it's all about being able to communicate properly with people and getting out there and building my business. So there's different ways that we are always visualizing. So that's number two. Now, number three is all about association. For self-reliance, we have to be really mindful of who we associate with, who is around us, who we're watching, who we are looking at. Now, you're obviously listening to this podcast, so your association with me is about developing your intuition. not a bad association. In fact, you know, I'd like and follow that because it's a positive source. It's not one that's bringing you down. I hope I'm not bringing you down. That is not my intention. But the association has become even more powerful now because of social media. When I was doing my spiritual work, when I was first starting all the spiritual side of things, I have said to you, I have explained before, I used to go and get books. I'd get 10 books every couple of weeks when I'd go in shopping. I'd go in with the kids and we'd get the books. They'd pick theirs and I'd get mine. And I'd take it home and then I would read through them and take on board what I wanted and what I didn't want. You know, like in one book you might have taken on board 30% of it and the rest you just let it go. It wasn't necessarily wrong. It just wasn't resonating right with me. So that was really cool. That was fine. My association was with those books. I picked those books. I chose what I wanted and I associated with those type of people, those type of writers, that type of education. That was what my association was. Nowadays with social media, associations become a lot more important and a lot more relevant because I don't know about you, but I can be feeling on top of the world and then I might jump onto social media, you see a couple of posts and for some reason, straight away, your energy's gone. You feel down, you feel out, you feel crappy. That's the medical term for it. But that association with it, different things in there, and it doesn't necessarily mean what I'm seeing on that social media is negative. It doesn't necessarily mean it's negative. It could be really, really positive. And I sit there and go, oh, shit, why can't I do that? And then I have this big flip and you go down. Just today, I for some reason I was looking at, I have different email and have different email accounts and I work, as you know, I've got a part-time job, had my full day today. I was on that email and I went and looked at some of the YouTube and I thought, oh, I'll see intuition because I put quite a few YouTube channels, YouTube videos up. Let's see what's on for intuition. And you start looking at some of the people that are on there and the ones that are coming up and the followings they've got. It's like, oh, my God, there's no way known I could get that. And that's how I start feeling and that's how I start looking at and that's what I start to do and this is my self-worth coming in. But it just drags me down and it's that association. It's not that I'm associating myself with intuition in that instance. I was associating my self-worth with somebody else. And this is what we need to be really mindful of when we're looking at social media. What are you associating with and how are you associating with them? Because honestly, there's so many people out there we do not need to be associated with. There is so many things out there that we do not need to be associated with. And I know when I'm feeling a little bit down, those sort of things, even when they're positive, can just throw me. Even when I'm, you know, even when it's a beautiful saying, even when it's, oh, and I've seen some really nice sayings and I sit there and think, why didn't I think of that? I already knew that, but I didn't put it down there. I didn't write it so succinctly. I didn't have such a pretty picture. And we start to give ourselves a lot of crap. So to have that self-reliance, we need to be really, really mindful of our association. Now, another thing about association I just want to bring forward too. As I've explained earlier, I have been getting a lot of requests for guests to be on the podcast, which is really good. You know, that certainly does my ego a world of good. However, there has been a lot, oh no, not a lot, sorry. It was really only one that I noticed, but I am mindful of it now. Does that person suit you, my target audience, my audience out there, the ones that I want to talk to? I don't necessarily want to talk to kids. That's why I haven't got a kids show on. I don't necessarily want to talk to old men. That's why I haven't got an old man show on. My audience that I want to listen to, which is mainly women, it is no good me having somebody on here that is not going to relate to you. And this is, again, about association. If these people that are coming on do not associate with you, then they're not worth having on. And if they do not associate with me, again, they're not really worth having on. I need to associate with them. I need to have that understanding before I will give them to you, before I will allow you to listen to them. And I have to say, there's only been one or two that I've had, and I've been going for nearly 2 years now. There's only one or two guests I've had on that I would go, I think I'd have them on again. And yet there's quite a few that I'd go on a couple of times, quite a few times. So they really need to associate. And this is what I'm talking about with association. You will have friends and you might like those friends, but you might not like your friends' friends, and you don't have to, okay? But just be mindful of what they are creating in you, because you can't hide from the world. We've got to be there. And, you know, like I said, if I go and look at YouTube, those people up there are wonderful people. You know, they've got to be lovely people to be getting the follows and the views that they're getting. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. So I have to be mindful of how I was feeling about that. And these are the things that we look at. So with association, I was actually telling you about that, the one particular lady. I've ended up not letting her come on the show, and I'm not going to say names or anything, but she wanted to encourage women, and that's what she gave me. Oh, I want to encourage women. And I'm thinking, well, how do you want to encourage women? Because we can encourage women with a very, very long, sharp knife to do what we want them to do, or we can encourage women with a whip or with the threat of being killed. I don't understand where you're coming from when you want to encourage women. Now, I knew what she meant, but I needed to get a bit more understanding because, again, I'm not going to put her in front of you if she isn't the right person. So she said, I'll just have a look at my website. Oh, okay, I'll have a look at your website. Now, the first thing I saw on her website or her page or whatever it was I am a God-fearing woman who likes to encourage women, I think that's what she had on there. Now, I'm sorry, but I am not going to have somebody on this show that fears the one thing that represents love. The main thing that represents love is what she fears. So it played on my mind for a long time, and this is why, and the only reason I'm telling you this is because it's about association. It played on my mind. It kept on playing on my mind. I don't want to promote fear. The terminology she's using was fear. I don't want to promote fear. I want to promote love. I want to promote trust. I want to promote power within. And that sort of association is not where I wanted to go. So I played with it for a little while, tried to get an understanding of it, and in the end just sort of went, too hard basket, here you are. And I popped it in the too hard basket. I didn't want to say no to her because I don't feel that she was on the wrong path or anything. It's just didn't resonate. Again, it just didn't resonate. So that's what association is all about. Now, we get a lot of that on our social media. So be aware of it. If something drains you, if you look at something and you think, oh, my God, really? Do you have to keep on going on about that? Maybe it's time you started to unfriend a few of them. Or if you want lots of friends but you don't want to follow them, unfollow them, because we don't need that sort of negative association. There's enough of that around. We want to increase our positive sources, not negative ones. So have a good social media following. It's fine, but don't stress your life or don't test your life on it. Don't measure your worth on it like I just tried to do the other day. Don't measure your worth on it. It's really not who you are. And I'm probably saying this to you, so the words jump back and hit me in the face because I really need to hear them. So that's association. So for self-reliance, we've got meditation first. When you get an understanding of the meditation, we do visualization. We get an understanding of that. Then we do association. And that maybe even doing a big cull on Facebook if that's what you need to do, or checking out who you're following in Twitter. Do you want to have those people come up all the time? Hey, honestly, some of those big, if you untwitted me, yes, I'd probably notice it because I don't have a lot of Twitter followers in Australia. We're not as strong at Twitter as you are in America. So I would probably notice that. But those big followings, they don't notice when people are coming and going. Really don't. So get rid of those ones that aren't suiting you. Now, the fourth one is intuition. That's our self-reliance, is our intuition. And this obviously is my passion, as you are so very, very aware by now. Why is intuition so strong for me is because we can ask our friends, we can ask family, we can ask anyone their thoughts, their ideas, their advice, but it's the only one we should really follow is ourself, our intuition. That's the only one we should really follow. I understand getting this information from other people because that's brilliant. We want to make an informed decision. And we can make an informed decision by knowing the different choices we have. So we grab some information from here and we grab some from this person and some from that person and the kid down the road and the lady over the street. We get all this information, but we've got to follow our gut. We've got to follow our own intuition and make the choices, the decisions you make need to be in line with your intuition. Okay, this is really, really important because this is all about you feeling empowered, you feeling like you believe, achieve. You need to have that strength of self-worth, that strength of trust in yourself. You've got to have that. Now, you can choose to follow someone else's advice, that's fine, as long as you're choosing to follow it from your heart, from your intuition, as long as you're choosing to follow it and you go, well, you know what, out of that, that and that and that, I think this is the best option for me. And as you follow that, you may find that there's other little paths or directions that you can take because that path that they've given you may not have been 100% right, but it was right for the first step. So when you've decided to go, okay, no, and I've done this, my poor partner, oh, I don't know how he puts up with me sometimes, I really don't. He'll go, we discuss things and he'll go, okay, so why don't you do it this way, da-da-da-da-da, and off we go. We chat about different things and I go, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, I really like that. And so I start to talk about it and we get all excited and I decide that that's the way I'm going to go. Well, two or three days later down the track, I change. I go, I liked that idea, but this came out as well and I just think that I need to tweak it a little bit more. And he goes, well, didn't you say you liked that? Or didn't you say, this is all about a woman's prerogative to change her mind. And you know why? It's because our damn intuition keeps on changing it for us. So when we take that first step, just be mindful. You don't have to keep following that same path. You don't have to keep going down the same track that you started on. You can change. You have the choice to change. And that is really, really important. You have that choice to change. So take the first step by all means, but remember, it's not the be all and end all. Sorry, dear. So intuition is the third part of that self-reliance, okay? Really getting an understanding of it. So when we get that self-awareness, we've learned all about ourselves. And that's going to help with the intuition because we're starting to learn all about ourselves. Now, all the way through, you're going to be learning about yourself. But self-awareness is really bringing it in step one. Self-awareness is really bringing it out. And you do get a lot of aha moments. Step two with the self-confidence, because you've started to learn a little bit and now you're going to step up a bit and you're going to just test some of the theories. You're just going to trust that understanding and the knowledge that you're getting. You start to develop where you're going and what you're doing. You get a better feel for it. When you get to self-reliance, the third step, then you start to go, well, hang on, this has happened. I need to maintain that level. I need to keep that going. And I can do that with meditation and visualization. I can do that with association and intuition. I can maintain that self-reliance. I don't have to have everyone else there telling me or showing me. I can have a lot more of that self-reliance. And again, when people are giving you advice, you still rely on yourself to make the best decision for you. And again, it could be following somebody's, or it could be just stepping that way and then changing direction again. We all have this ability. So when we're tuning into our intuition, we can get those feelings, we get that understanding. Then we have step four. Now, I am going to talk mainly about step four in the next, not necessarily the next podcast, but when I do this one again. These have been a little bit of a fill-in because of the erraticness of the guests. So I wanted to fill it in, but I also wanted to share with you this because this is my program. This is part of my program. The fourth one is all about self-love. That's expressing the trust to yourself unconditionally. Okay, and we'll go through that. Protect yourself, accept yourself, allow yourself, and trust yourself. So we're going to go through that in step four. So I'd run through all this again and I'll explain to you all about the self-love side of it. But what I want to do bring forward today, because we talked about the self-reliance, I just feel with COVID and with what, you know, with everything that's going on, it's also the new year. I actually wanted to bring this program out. I call it the Trust Program, but it's like a Trust Mastery program. I want to bring it out in an online program, not a course, because I want to be doing it with you. It's 2022 and I really need a bit of a reset myself. And this is all about resetting your life. And I feel like I need a reset. And doing this program, it's not about you start at the beginning and you finish and that's the end. You actually can keep going over and over and over again. It is cyclic as well. But we do start one and we go to the other and so we get the learning. So I'm going to start this program and I thought I'd do it online and I'm actually going to start it on the 18th of February. It'll be a 9 o'clock, 1 hour session and it will be going for 16 weeks. So we're going to be going through all of these. But with every single one of them, I have an activity for you to do to give you an understanding of what it is. So when we talk about self-talk, we've got an activity. When we talk about meditation, we have an activity. And in all of them, we've got some sort of activity. Now, some of the activities are a bit different and some of them are a bit fun. But there'll be things like I'm going to teach you how to do card readings, flower readings. There's going to be anagrams to do. We're going to have, there's lots of things that we're going to be doing. There's something different for every single section or every single aspect of that to give you a learning about you, to give you a learning and an understanding about who you are and why you're that way. So this gives you the ability to trust yourself. It's a reset. It's an honest, a reset of your life because you sort of get this transformation, and you'll get these aha moments that go through. We're going to do some visualization together. We're going to be going right through everything and getting really clear understanding. And you'll be surprised at the activities that we do because they are going to be very different. But it is a group session, so I can keep the price down for you. And that was my goal, to keep it down. I am going to I am going to put all the details up, and I'll give you a link on this website, on this as well, so you can get an understanding of it. But otherwise, it'll be on the website, www.theartofintuition.com.au. Remember the AU. But this program is going to be, it's going to be transforming. And I want to do it with a group of people because I want to transform with you. I just feel that we'll be able to go together, forward together. It's not about me telling you. It's about me getting my aha moments with you, because a teacher will learn more from the student than a student will learn from the teacher, because I can only teach one thing in one way. Whereas if you've got 10 in a group, I'm getting 10 different learnings from 10 different kids, or in this case, ladies. So I want to do this for me, but I'd love for you to be in with it too, because I already know how to do it all. So it'd be lovely to see your aha moments as well. So I'll give you all the details on that. So we'll look at self-awareness, self-confidence, self-reliance and self-love. We've got the four areas of each of them in there. There's going to be, look what I'll do. I've just had my flower essence arrive, and I've got my crystal elixirs as well, so I might even make you one of those if I get your addresses. I need to get your birth dates and where you were born, and your time, because I want to be able to do a chart for you. I want to do the flower essence. I want to do a healing on you as well, so there'll be individual times where I'll get a healing done on you. It'll be a remote healing, and I want to bring all those in together. If we can do readings for each other, help each other go through it and get an understanding of it, I would just like to be able to create this beautiful trust mastery group and really reset our lives so we can get ahead with it. So that's what I'm hoping to do. And I do apologize. This is a podcast. It's not meant to be a marketing thing. So I do apologize for that, but I'm so excited about doing it. I'm really, really looking forward to it. It's really going to be really fun. So that's that. Look out for that. I will put it up. It'll be on the podcast, on the doo-doo-doo at the bottom, and especially on the YouTube. You'll get the links down there, because at this stage I'm still putting it all together. It's still going to be fun. But that's it from me. All right. That is the third section of our Trust Mastery program. So you can do the program with me. You get all these lovely little activities to do and aha moments. But in all honesty, you've got the others there. If you just want to listen to the podcast, it's just there. It's all there for you. I'm a giver. Can't help myself. So that's all from me. I'm Susan Jane. I wish you all the very best. I hope 22 is a brilliant one for you. It's going to be great for me because I'm going to reset my life starting on the 18th of February. Why the 18th? It's the day after my birthday, so we can do this. All right, guys, got to go. Have a great month, week. No, I'll see you next week. Have a great week. Okay, bye for now.